Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. You know, one thing I've noticed is that the world of personal finance is full of hot takes. And you think, as someone who hosts a show called Popcorn Finance, I would love a good hot take, but honestly, I don't. I really don't like them. I find that most hot takes are either coming from an oversimplistic and shallow view of the world, or it's just straight up clickbait and they just want you to go read whatever they put up there. You know, it's normally one of those two things. But on another podcast that I host called This Is Awkward, I decided to discuss a hot take that I had recently come across. And just to give you a little context, if you don't really know about what This Is Awkward is all about, it's a podcast that I host with my good friend Allison. And we put out new episodes 2 times each month. And in each episode, we discuss an awkward money situation that one of our listeners find themselves in. And so this conversation is from episode 43. And so I hope you enjoy. And afterwards, I would really love to hear your thoughts on this hot take.
Chris, take it away.
All right. Well, Allison, I found today's awkward story while scrolling on Twitter, which I've been finding myself doing more. I don't know why. But anyways, I found this and I want to get your take on this, because I think we're going to look at it as it was written. But then also there's like another little caveat I want to throw into this. So this person who I don't remember who posted this.
Just not said, coming from you.
Yeah, it's just, I did not write this. So I don't want to take credit for this. Extremely hot and spicy take. If you're getting at least 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis, then you aren't working hard enough. And I was like, that seems like a pretty horrible thing to to write. So I want to ask your thoughts on that first. And then after that, I have this little twist to this I'm going to throw on here.
I don't get 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis. I aim to get 8 hours of sleep, but we have a new puppy. And so that's kind of throwing a wrench in things. And I've just had this wonderful experience lately with insomnia, which is just lovely. So I'm not getting 8 hours of sleep. However, we go to bed at 9:15. Listen, I knew that was coming. I knew that. I hear the 9:15? Judgment. Your voice is just dripping in judgment.
Well, I mean, 9:15, if you're dinner at Sizzler at 4, and you got to get back home, and you got to, you know, take your dentures out, soak them.
Go to bed. I get it. But we're getting ready for bed at like 9 or 9:15, and asleep by 9:30-ish, 9:30 to 10. But my husband's alarm goes off at 4:45.
Oh, no.
There you go.
No wonder. No, thank you.
And then I now with the new puppy am usually up by 5.
I also don't get 8 hours of sleep, not because I'm working extremely hard. It's because I'm procrastinating and watching TV or doing something other than resting when I should be. But I feel like this is like one of those very toxic things that are out there.
Yes.
Those like, if you're not doing this, billionaires read 12 books a week. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that, you're never going to be rich.
Yes. It's one of those. Yes, I agree. It's very toxic. It's like toxic positivity, but this one's like toxic negativity. I don't know. It's like basically saying, if you are sleeping 8 hours, you need to work harder. It's that constant hustle. It's that hustle culture. Hustle, hustle, yes. Hustle, hustle. If you need to be hustling, whatever, 20 hours a day, sleep 4 of them. That's it. No. Oh my gosh.
You don't eat. You maybe drink a little bit of water, but that's it.
Yeah, and that's it. And before you go to work, you need to wake up, read a chapter of a self-help book, journal about it, work out, meditate, and shower
before you leave the house.
And make a healthy smoothie. I hate this type of stuff. And I think I hate it because I used to try to do it. Yes. I hate it because I know this isn't about money, but hold on, because we're going to transition this to money. I know this life of doing that. When I was teaching and running a business full time, like, it was awful. I mean, you know, Chris, you even reached out to me because you were like, something's not right with you, Allison. I remember this moment. And you probably don't even realize you did this. I don't know if you remember doing this.
Nope. No.
It was that one time you were nice.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
And I remember I would like wake up at 5 a.m., work on my business. Wake up at 4:30, 5 a.m., work on my business, go to work all day as a teacher, come home, cook dinner, put my kids to bed, work on my business until like 11 p.m. or something. It was terrible. I hated my life. My family hated me. I hated me. Like, I was successful, but guess what kind of happiness that brought me? None. Yeah. Like, I think it's awful. And I subscribed to that because I knew there was like this light at the end of the tunnel of once I build this business and replace my income, I can remove the teaching part, which I was able to do. However, it was like, how can I get more done in that time? And it was this hustle. And I mean, I was miserable. I hated it. My marriage was falling apart. My family was falling apart. It was awful. So I think that, you know, this is a really toxic belief that the only purpose you serve is to work hard and hustle. And that's it.
Exactly. No. And it's just like, there's got to be some balance in mortal life than just working as hard as humanly possible for as long as humanly possible. I know it's hard to believe, but it's that time of year again. Time to get ready for tax season. And look, if me just saying that takes your anxiety to 11, no, you aren't alone. There are few things that I truly hate more than doing my own taxes. But that's when I reach out for help. H&R Block is not only bringing you today's bag of popcorn, but they're also bringing you the help you need this tax season. H&R Block's experienced tax pros have an average of 10 years of experience to help you navigate our complex tax system. Plus, H&R Block guarantees your maximum refund and 100% accuracy. You can get things started however works best for you. You can visit an office and meet with a tax pro face-to-face, connect virtually via phone, video, or chat, or a hybrid of the two. With or without the office visit, H&R Block Tax Pros can help you get your taxes done. So to learn more and get the tax help you need, click the link in the show notes or head to popcornfinance.com/HRBlock for 20% off your online filing. Again, that's popcornfinance.com/HRBlock or go to the link in the show notes for 20% off your online filing. You know, I wanted to spin this into something I've heard, not as often as this, but it kind of in line with this. So like, instead of saying sleeping 8 hours, at least 8 hours, you're not working hard enough. I've heard people say, like, if you're not making six figures, that means you're not working hard enough. Mm. And I also will lump that into the whole toxic hustle culture, bro culture that's flowing around the internet these days. And I think that's a very misguided and I think wrong thing to say, and very, very privileged thing, because the majority of people don't make $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's lots of people that don't. I mean, I think about like my husband. I'm just going to own it. My husband is a teacher. He works way harder than I do. I mean, I'm just going to own it.
I agree.
I'm going to own it. He works way harder than me. He works more hours than me, and his hours are more exhausting than mine. They might not be as mentally exhausting as mine, but he works harder than me, and he makes a lot less than me. So I don't, you know, I think that that's very unfair to say that, like, the harder you work, the more money. Like, if you're not making a lot of money, it's because you're not working hard enough. Like, I think that that's trash too.
Yeah, because working hard does not, in many cases, equate to more money. No. Because I think some of the hardest working people are working in jobs that pay the least amount of money.
Yes. Yes. And
they're working way more hours than probably most of us are working. People working in like the fields, picking the produce that we eat, people like cleaning the buildings and the stores that we go to. Like, those people are working extremely hard, but their wages will never reflect that. So it's not you work as hard as humanly possible. And of course, all this money will flow your way, because that's not really how life works.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think that the best thing for me is to just remove or just kind of mute all of those types of things, because I think also a lot of people use them as a way to motivate themselves or motivate others. I don't know, they are layered in this toxicity. Did I say that right?
I believe
that,
so.
Thank you. That is just harmful. I think harmful in terms of the way you start viewing yourself. Like, I'm not making six figures, so I'm not successful. I'm not making six figures, so I'm lazy. I'm not making this much money, so I am, you know, insert insult here.
Exactly. I think it's deriving value in your income. I think it's a very dangerous game to play.
Like, I mean,
in a perfect world, I think everyone would be paid a very livable wage. They wouldn't have to, you work a job, you have enough money to pay for food, to have a place to live, to be.
What is that called? Like, don't they do that in some countries? Thinking of the giver.
The giver. That's when they couldn't see color.
Isn't that true? That's true. They couldn't see color. That's right. And then he went to the man's house and he saw color.
And he rode that sled and he was like, I can see colors. You know?
Did they turn that into a movie?
They did. It wasn't good. I watched it. I love that book. That book is on my bookshelf out there. In a fair society, everyone would get paid a livable wage and no one would be, you know, homeless or hungry. But the world we live in is not, it's not set up that way. And I think this culture has developed where, you know, of course, we want everyone to do their best and we want everyone to be successful. But this culture's kind of popped up that's put all this like really unrealistic pressure on a lot of people to put a lot of weight and value into, oh, I do this and I make this much and you don't do this. So you must not be working hard enough. Like, it's just this weird dynamic that's not a very fair way to make judgments on people. Okay, now that you've heard a part of our conversation, let me know your thoughts on this hot take. You can send me an email, as always, to questions@popcornfinance.com, or just find me on Instagram, Popcorn Finance Podcast, and send me a DM there, because I really want to know, what do you think about this? I think if you're listening to this show, you're probably on my side and not a fan of this hot take in particular, and probably a lot of other hot takes, but I want to know, tell me your feelings, your thoughts when you heard those words about, you know, if you're not sleeping enough, if you're not making enough money, you're not working hard enough, because I think it's a horrible statement to make. I want to know what you think about that as well. And if you enjoyed listening to our conversation and you want to hear the rest of it, come over and join us on This Is Awkward. I put a link in the show notes, or just search for This Is Awkward wherever you're listening to Popcorn Finance right now. So as always, I appreciate you joining me here for yet another bag of popcorn. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.